Here's Andy Bertram with This Week in Auburn Soccer.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Soccer. The Tigers in the midst of the Southeastern Conference Tournament. Auburn will play Arkansas in the quarterfinals on Tuesday after a thrilling overtime win 2-1 over Georgia in Orange Beach. Joined literally on the beach with the Tigers head coach, Karen Hoppe. Congratulations on a thrilling win. I mean, your two matches against Georgia this year have been two of your best wins of the season, and you've won both in vastly different ways.
No doubt about it, Andy. This team has a flair for the dramatic, for sure, and last night was no different. But boy, what a great win. What a great offensive effort by our team, and specifically Alyssa Melanson, and really proud of them. And hey, it's postseason, survive in advance. So we're getting ready for the next one.
All right, let's dissect the game winner in overtime, Coach, because it happened quickly, and at least watching it on the SEC network, that was a thing of beauty.
You know, it really was right off the kickoff, and just connected some passes, and you know, that was all the players. I'd like to take credit for drawing up the play, but I can't. It was all the girls, and Haley did a great job finding Alyssa, and Alyssa spun end line, and we did talk about getting numbers in the box and, you know, making sure we have a near post run and a far post run, and the one that won't go on the score sheet was Marissa Arias. She made a great near post run, which opened up that play for Mal Mooney to come on the back post and finish the goal. So really great job by all the players involved.
I thought bringing Whitaker in late gave her some fresh legs, and you could see the acceleration that she had specifically on that play, Coach.
Yeah, no doubt. We were able to get her some rest, and a lot of that was credit to Sydney Richards, who dropped back and played some center mid for us, which she has not done all year. And Sid did a great job. That allowed Haley to be fresh and obviously make that run, get on the end of that ball from Anna Haddock, and play a great ball into Alyssa.
Talk about the game that Alyssa Melanson had for you, Coach. I mean, she has assists on both of your goals, but, I mean, she was very, very active in the entire contest.
Yeah, she was tremendous, and she's been a key for us all year. This year we pushed her a little higher up the field to try and get some more offensive output from her, and, boy, she's delivered. And she's been dangerous all game, got in a breakaway real early, and was unfortunate not to finish that one, but just kept with it, kept with the game plan, kept getting forward, and, boy, she's dangerous when she can get in line and really serving two great balls. And obviously the near post run by Sid and the far post run by Mal on the two respective goals were great runs, but just tremendous balls by Alyssa to keep those balls away from the keepers.
Mal Mooney will never forget her first collegiate goal.
No, she won't. Neither will her teammates. I mean, everybody was obviously so excited to win the game, but they were also so excited for Mal to get her first goal in such tremendous fashion.
You have to put that one away quickly because you've got the two-time defending regular season champs now in Arkansas in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. Just talk about the challenge of facing this Arkansas team. I mean, it's not been that long since you faced them in Fayetteville, Coach.
It seems like ages ago because we've had so many games between then and now, but certainly wasn't that long ago. And, you know, it's a tough one in the tournament because you only have a one day off between games. You know, we have done 2 days off between games, more so than anyone else in the league. So we're certainly going to use that experience on how to recover and how to try and get prepared in a short turnaround for a team. But obviously Arkansas is a tremendous team, the best in the conference in the last 2 years, as you've said, and they'll be a tough challenge. I think there's a lot of things we can learn from the first game we played. I thought we were a little bit disorganized on both their goals, and we're certainly going to try and improve there, and we've got to be efficient offensively, and we're just excited to be able to move forward and get a second chance against Arkansas.
The key to a quick start in this one on Tuesday night, Coach?
Well, we've got to be able to connect our passes. I think that's a big one. And defensively, we've got to keep them in front of us. Arkansas is pretty direct. They'll play a lot of balls forward. And we've got to prevent Arkansas from getting the ball behind our defense. And we've got to be able to connect our passes and be efficient offensively.
5:00 Central Time is the start for the Auburn quarterfinal match with Arkansas. Coach, thank you for the visit. We wish you all the best. War Eagle.
All right. Thanks so much, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe on This Week in Auburn Soccer.